Page 33, Unit 4, Working Lives. Listening Extra, a career expert. B, listen to an interview with Maria Maldez, a career expert. Check the best sentence to complete the summary of her argument.
Is your job boring or not very rewarding? Do you feel that you're stuck in a career that's really not you? Well, today's guest, career expert Maria Maldez, says that quitting your job, oddly enough, can sometimes be a good strategy. So, Maria, are you really telling people to quit?
Look at it this way. Employers have so many more choices than ever before, and they tend to choose the top candidates. Companies used to choose one person out of 10. Now, with online job sites, they're choosing one person out of 10,000. Obviously, they're going to choose the very best candidate for the job. So if your job doesn't challenge you to become the very best at what you do, you should start looking for a job that does.
So what if you're going to work every day and you're not really enjoying your job?
Then you may be making a big mistake by not taking action. You need to start looking for a job that will help you make progress and, most importantly, become the best at something.
Okay, say I'm trying to decide to stay or not to stay. What should I do?
The first thing is to make an assessment of your career. You should review your career at least once a year. Ask yourself, are there enough challenges, deadlines to meet, goals to achieve? If there are, then obviously you should stay. You're still learning. However, if everything is just okay and there are no challenges, then it might be time to make a career move.
Now, we're often told to acquire different types of skills so we can be good at a lot of things. But in fact, you say this is not necessarily a good idea.
Right. When you look for a doctor, do you ask if he or she's a good writer or a master chef? No. The same is true when a company hires top managers. They don't ask, can this person do everything pretty well? They ask, what's the most valuable skill or knowledge that this person can bring to the job? So ask yourself, what is the one thing I can be the best at?
So if you need a paycheck, like most of us, and you know you should quit, but you can't do it now, what's the solution?
Well, you have to imagine you have quit. But of course, it's best not to tell anyone. What I mean is, start acting like you don't have a job anymore. Get to work and update your resume, make contacts, and seriously, stop going out to dinner and buying expensive coffees. Imagine that you don't have a salary, and save money so that you know what it's like to really quit and have no salary. Then find a job that meets your needs.
Thank you, Maria Maldez.
It's been a pleasure.